V'haimishas lachidasa.
V'haimishas lachidasa.
That's according to who? According to who says the Rebbe Kiva says, right?
Yeah.
Interesting. So what is Rashi saying? Lasos tamash lusik kikar mamasho. What does he mean?
That it's a substance. Tam's a substance.
That you don't need any substance.
Right.
That's it. That the tam ho iser, the taste of the iser, is itself. It's just like the iser itself. The quality of the iser of taste is just like the substance of this.
Good.
Okay?
V'yesh bohan b'mayim tam yayin. Chayev b'kizayis.
Shem shara navin b'mayim. V'yesh bohan tam yayin chayev.
Chayev, right. V'yesh bohan b'mayim tam yayin.
So all you did was you soaked the grapes in the water and the water absorbs the tam of grapes.
Right. Chayev b'kzayis mehen. So you're chayev with the kzayis of both of them, right?
Kzayis mehen. Of what?
Yeah. Of both.
What?
Shouldn't be reyes.
No, because it's no. It's nazir.
No.
It's nazir.
But you're drinking.
It doesn't matter.
It's kzayis.
Kzayis of liquid.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because you're going to get it, because in that liquid you're going to get the tam of a kzayis.
But is a
kezias
a measure of liquid?
Excuse me?
Is a
kezias
a measure of liquid?
A kezias is a measure of the... A kezias of the liquid will give you...
That's the Rashi later on.
It doesn't have to be a kezias of grapes that gave the tam?
No, it doesn't matter.
No? Well, so you have less than kezias of grapes in it, by the way.
No, so that's the thing. So you'd be chayev.
You think you never had a kezias.
Well, that's what he says.
Shem shor anovim b'mayim.
Right.
Okay, v'yesh bohen tam yayin, v'yesh bohen, in what?
B'mayim.
B'mayim.
Tam yayin.
Chayv v'kizayis, you can't learn any other way.
Right. Chayv v'kizayis mehen. Mehen is of the mayim.
Of the mayim, yeah.
Right, it doesn't have to be the...
Not the grapes.
Right.
Okay.
V'hal lab mishim heter mitzarev le'iser hu, it's not because of heter mitzarev le'iser, el mishim de'is avid le'kule iser. Aval heter mitzarev le'iser lo'yofinu mino.
Right.
So it makes the whole thing...
It's a substance of Isra. It's Tom. It's an Isra Tom.
But isn't he saying that it's making the thing that that's in it all Isra, right?
Right. Yeah. Because Tom Kicker means that it's a substance. It has nothing to do with Hetter Misaf
Isra. No, but
it's
there's
no Hetter.
So it's like you're eating the grapes.
Like eating the grapes.
So maybe that's why the shiur's kazayas.
No? That's why shiur's kazayas.
As opposed to rabias, because it's not like it's water, it's like you're eating the grapes.
Exactly.
So it's a shiur of a mitzvah, even though it's a drink.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
It is
interesting. Okay, go ahead.
So mikana tadam l'chol tarakula. Uma nazir she'ini suro iser olam vein isuro iser hana v'yish heter le'isuro asebo tam ke'ikr. Right, so by Nazir, the Isser is not an Isser Olam. Rashi, Shane Isser and Isser Olam, Ella Kamasha Pirish, as much as he was Polish from it.
Is he expressed?
Okay. V'im Stam, Shloshim Yom, V'anavim V'yayim, Mutarin Lo Bahana, meaning after that. Right. Because he can matter his nether. That's a funny thing. That's a Isn't that?
Right now it's not.
Right.
Matanev is a different mechanism.
It's a different, right, exactly.
It's mafkir the whole...
The whole thing, but this doesn't mean that the substance has a heter to it.
Right. Yes, sir, it's the same. It's just that you could be oker the neder meikro. But why should that be cooler?
Right. It's not like chametz.
It's a different mechanism.
Right. It's not like chametz that chametz becomes, it changes depending on when you, the time.
Right.
By the way,
because you can remove it doesn't mean it's not inherent when it exists.
The gargoyle changes when he's marked to the nether. It's still right.
Separate exercise of that the gargoyle could be marked. I mean, if there wasn't exercise of custom,
you couldn't change the identity of the substance.
Does it
show that the shame iser doesn't really reside in the substance?
It does now.
So is there a difference between
the same question?
If you do the hataras nedarim, then
yeah, but that's like saying if the guy make an eder, so then there wouldn't be an iser either. Hataras nedarim is just like a guy didn't make an eder because it's okeres and eder meyikra, and then they didn't have to be hataras nedarim, and it's just that the Torah is lo yachal devaro, so cherem echolam. It's a separate whole separate system.
So is your question on the Isra Olam also?
No, Isra Olam means that it doesn't lend itself necessarily to an Isra Olam. You have control over it to determine the extent of it.
Even though right now it's 100% Asa?
Yeah, but it's not an Isra Olam.
Abtuch Suman, Aide Hataras Chacham.
What is this? The matter. Is it a factor or is it not a factor? It's matter meikro. In other words, you have a way of making the nether as if you never made the nether. So if you never made the nether, what do you mean?
There's no lemur.
So you make it.
That's right. All he's saying is. So it's an Issa Kal. Kilayim she suris or olam be suris or no of ain het lisura and then she osa tam kiker.
Elarin tam kiker is a chumra, and if it applies to the Issa Kal,
it will certainly apply to an Issa Chumra.
Is it because the nature, like, are they these three different things?
V'odin la'orla b'shtayim. Because an orla is an isra na, but it's not an isra olam, and ain heter l'isra.
Why would you universalize tam kikr, but not something like heter mistarik l'isra? By heter mistarik l'isra, we were only learning heter mistarik l'isra to wherever there was a lima to it, but we didn't say, just like nazir's an isra kal.
Wait for that. Now why don't we say mishras? Why is mishras limited to nazir? Why is it? Hold on, that's that question. Let's try to understand the matter. So what are they saying here? I don't know if I can answer completely, but in other words, it would seem that the question is, what is the halach of tam kikr?
Right.
Is it simply a definition of the iser? A definition of the iser? Or tam kikr is a halach of an extension of the iser? That the Torah saw fit to extend the iser.
I see.
Right?
Yeah, that makes
no
sense.
So machmas chomer or iser, the Torah saw fit to extend the iser.
Yeah, that's
good. So therefore, an iser which you could be matir, right? An iser which you could be matir.
And it's worthy of extension.
So if over there the Torah saw fit to extend it, something that you could be matir, and nevertheless the Torah saw fit to extend it. So kava chomer, and it's a way which you can't be matir to extend, because you could say that they're only extended it in this case. Yeah. Like let's say I wouldn't learn out nazir from there, neder from there, because I say that they're only extended in iser where it's an iser chomer, but an iser that could be undermined is not an iser chomer.
Yeah.
The nature of the iser is such that it could be undermined. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Even though it's just
difference in the issue when it exists.
That's how you're answering that.
So I'm answering, saying because that's how you say tam kikr is really that the tam is identical with the issue.
Well, I'm saying that.
But if you say the Torah went so far as to extend it,
right.
So it's an extension. So the fact that the Issa can be undermined is a factor to say that the Torah wouldn't extend the Issa in such a case. Because the Isser is an Isser that's subject to, that doesn't have permanence in the nature of its existence, because it could be undermined.
Okay. Every
existence is not the same as the existence of another Isser. Do you follow?
Mm-hmm.
Its existence is subject to removal.
Right. But not once. But once it's there, it's going to be the same exact kind of substance.
That's right. But if you would say that Tom Kicker is simply a revelation that the Tom is Kicker, so what does it make a difference if he's Mata or not? But the fact is, this is the definition. The same Issa. As long as it's there, that's the Issa. So the answer is Tom Kicker is not the Issa. It's an extension. The Torah went to make a new extension of the Issa. So an Issa whose existence is solid is more reason to make an extension than an Issa whose existence is contingent.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go further.
So Kalayim Shi Sura Isra Olam Isura Isra Nav Ein Hatul Isura Ein Adin Shi Aset Tam.
See, Ein Adin Shi Aset Tam Ki Ikar.
Right. It's not just telling you like an equation that
right.
is equation.
Exactly.
Saying that
also, it should also right. be made.
It's clearly an extension, right?
Clearly an extension.
Right.
Okay. Rashi. Huadin l'orla b'shtayim. Kal v'chumer zeh. Ata don l'orla b'shtay d'rafim. Di isuro isra hanah. Ve'ein hetar l'isuro p'soch shalosh. Masha'in came benazir, v'yisr olam lakumim ar ba, da achar shalosh mutaros.
Okay.
So, hamani rabbanihi. Right?
We're up there. You can't just evaporate.
The Oser is limited.
The Oser is limited. Mashena came what?
By Kalayim.
Mashena came by Kalayim.
Oh, Benazir. Mashena came by Benazir.
Shorisurim, the Oser is not limited.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's no limitation on the Oser.
Why would you look at it?
Because that's definitely in the TSR law. Yeah. It's all totally in the TSE law, the old Isurim. Like if you take a tree that has enough earth, and you move it to another place and it has enough earth to grow, so it's not considered a new Natiya.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it's all totally in Natiya. So since it's totally in Natiya, so it's the Elon that's Osir. It's the Natiya that's Osir. The Natiya really is Osir.
But
Kavachomer doesn't work that way, because Kavachomer just works that the Natiya is the Osir, and it's only an Osir for 3 years. And Bas B'chalav is an Osir, but it's also Lo Avod. I mean, that's Kavam. I love Kavam.
So how many Rabbanan he? Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Krabi Akiva. Hey Rabbi Akiva, Ilim Rabbi Akiva, the Mas Nisan, the Sana Rabbi Akiva, Omer Nazar Shishar Pido B'yayin, Yesh Bo Tzarif, Kedek Zayis Chayef. Umimai, Hey Rabbi Akiva, mihem nesa Rabbi Akiva shem inan dehet mitzayif l'iser, because it's just the Rabbanan that argue on at Rabbi Akiva. Dilum miyar l'chudei v'tzer of shayach l'misni ba mishom de nivu b'sol chapas.
That's different. We haven't shown you
how to say. Okay, right.
So what is he saying? So what's the chiddush? This is Balua.
You're talking about in the end? What they're saying? The Tarova is the chiddush?
The Sarfli Yisrael. Maybe it means he ate a kizayas of the Yayin, that's Balua and the Pas. That's what Rashi tells you, Yayin the Shire.
Right.
Otherwise it couldn't be Allah. But there's a way to be Mishayir the amount of Yayin that's Balu in the Pas. Okay?
It's Sarah though, because he has to be inside for all the wine that's in the Pas.
That's right.
It doesn't mean he has to be inside for Lesser, it's just surely the Shira and the Yayin.
Yes.
In terms of the mic, you mean in terms of the
Sarah, because it's just the Yayin throughout the Pas, so if you join it up together,
that's right.
So what's in terms of the Maisa Chiyu?
So you might think that what?
It's lacking in the Shir because it's not immediately identifiable?
It's not because...
Where's your Kizai?
No, because you came inside. Not because of...
It's Tarovas.
Yeah,
it's not bad.
Because it's Tarovas, no?
He's not saying Tarovas, I don't think.
Tarovas.
So what is Rashi saying?
Sheina be'en, shenivu b'pas.
Sheina be'en, shenivu b'pas.
It says asa b'tarovas, no?
But at the...
Not only asa b'en, but it's asa b'tarovas.
Yeah, but before that, they're trying to say...
Sheina be'en, shenivu b'pas.
It's not existing as a substance anymore.
No, that's what Rashi is saying. Doesn't mean tarovas. Doesn't mean tarovas of yayin with oranges. Mm. It means it's nivlo b'pas. Why would I say by nivlo b'pas by nazir is not asur?
It is
asur.
Yeah, but well, why would you say
why would you? Use the lashon tzuras. The halamina. Whereas you might think that by nazir you need tzuras yayin. You need tzuras yayin by nazir. Because nazir is a specific type of iser, but that the nazir has to separate himself from this substance. It's not really an intrinsic iser. He has to separate himself from the substance of yayin. Right. So you might think yayin is only where it has tzuras yayin, but where it doesn't have tzuras yayin, that's not that's that he doesn't have to separate himself from.
Mashalom even a
Kamash Malon, even though it doesn't have Tzuras Yayin, as long as there's a Kizayas and you can be Mitzara for Kizayas.
Is that why it has to be, he has to bring in Tzirif? Because yeah, since it's a Tzura, so right. Now you're going to say it doesn't have a Tzura, so then why do I say that there's any Tzirif in the Shir?
Right.
No, so you have to say there's a Mitzarif. Right. It is Mitzurif in the past. There's still Tzirif. Like, I mean, why does Rashi have to bring in Tzirif Shayach Lemisni Bo Mishum De Nivol B'Sol Chapas? That's why.
Right.
What
explains the lesson of the Gemara, though?
Yeah. Well, so why do they have to? Why do you have to say let's start it?
No, he said Rashi's telling you that you can have tzirif. That in other words, how are you going to measure kizayis? Because when mitzarif the pots that are balua. Okay. So that's why. In other words, it doesn't have tzuris yayin, but it's balua in the pots. But where do you have a kizayis? How do you get your kizayis? It's not really a substance, a contiguous, not really a substance of the ayin. So the answer is you mitzarif the components of the ayin in the pas to get your shir kizayis.
So the bread, I mean, it was that since
the bread is what? The bread is
the bread. The soaked bread.
Yeah.
Both existing in that are substance of yayin and substance of bread, right? But the habmina was...
He's not saying the bread is a substance of yayin.
No. He said the bread is bread.
Okay.
And but he's saying even though the wine is soaked in the bread, you're saying that there still exists the substance of yayin, just the habmina was, since it's not in its tzura, you wouldn't be chayiv? And kamash malan, even though it's not tzura's yayin, you're still going to be chayiv?
Right.
Are we saying that the substance of yayin still exists?
The substance of yayin.
So
So the yin exists as a nivla. It's different than tam, you're saying. It exists as a nivla. It's a state of being nivla. Different surah, but it still exists.
Different surah.
Okay. Different than tam yayin. It's a different idea of tam yayin. Tam yayin, it's really just the tam. Here it's the surah. The substance exists in the state of a nivla.
That's right, a different surah.
Right. It's not like a tarot is that gets the nimuach, that the thing doesn't maintain its existence.
No.
Right, okay.
And all that's left is tam. Here you still have the substance, it's just not bad, it's in a different state.
It's a different state.
But the Havamina, was it saying that there's a problem because where's the tira? I
mean, which problem? Which problem?
Mm-hmm.
How many there was that there's no issa because it's not yayin, it doesn't have tirush yayin.
Right, I'm saying why it seems like the Gemara is focusing on the tira.
Yeah, because once you take away the tirush yayin, you're going to have to follow the yayin and attach all the yayin in there in order to have a shir kizayin. It's a different system.
Right, you're saying if you're going by the svara that it's got to be the tzuras yayin, then you don't need to. I mean, you just don't have the tzura.
Yeah. Well, if you have it in a liquid form, you don't need to.
Members.
You don't need to.
No, because it's one entity. But over here, since it's balua. So now it's not an entity of a liquid.
Right.
So now it's dispersed, and you're going to have to attach all the parts in order to get the shear.
Right.
Balua is a different state. Right. It's a state where the parts are dispersed.
Right. And you're saying that lacks the tzuras yayin.
Yes.
Raj is explaining why it makes sense.
Hello, Rabbi Akiva de Brisa. Tesanya, Rabbi Akiva, Omer Nazar Shishar Pito Biyayin, Vachal Kazayas Mipas Umiyayin, Chayev.
Chayev, that's perfect. Can't get out of that one. Okay?
All right. Rabbi Akiva, Tom Kikar Minale, Yalf Mipas Becholov.
Because Rabbi Akiva, apparently he's learning this only by Mishras, by Nazir. Mm-hmm. So where does he have Tom Kick and Kol Tarah Kula?
No, he's the one who holds Hetem and Tzar Blisser.
Right.
Hetem and Tzar Blisser.
He uses Mishras for Hetem and Tzar Blisser, so how does he know about Tom Kicker?
So he's using Mishras for Nazir.
The Rabbanan argue on that.
For Hetem and Tzar Blisser, not for Tom Kicker.
So where does he know Tom Kick and Kol Tarah Kula?
Right. But if they were learning that Rabbi Akiva held Hetem and Tzar Blisser everywhere,
and no, then
it
wouldn't be Tom Kikar.
Right, so they're learning that it's just limited to Nazir.
That's right. Well, that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Kol Yisur Shabbatara ain't hetem tzar flisser. Chutz mi Yisur Yinozir Shor Yomra Tara Mishras. Okay.
Okay.
So Yalaf mi Bas B'chalaf.
Right. Lav Talma B'alma.
Le'yalef mi'basu b'cholof lav tamo lav tamo ba'almalu v'osur hochinami loshna Rashi.
Okay. Rabbi Akiva. Should I read the mi'pasu mi'ayin?
Ma'asun.
Okay. Mi'pasu mi'ayin. Upligra butter alay. Deles lehu hetem esarif l'isser. V'ilu pasha hayayin b'chol apas lo havi pligra butter alay. Daha islahu tam ke'ikr vis avile pas gufe iser ubaha miya pliyele the time of the Rebbe Akiva mishim tzirifhu v'inami lo nashris kol apas biayin mitzarif nami heter l'iser l'chiyuva
v'inami lo nashris kol apas biayin mitzarif nami heter l'iser. Just a second, that's just interesting thing here. What does it say? He says, "V'savad le pas gufei iser."
Right. That's what he's.
Right. In other words, Rashi holds that you can't have a quality of tam without a substance.
Right.
So you have to say when a tam exists in a substance, the substratum becomes a chefta shelosim. That's an interesting thing. That's an interesting thing. It's not the tam, because you need a substance.
Right.
So tam has to, you need a cheftah shalissa. So when the tam is dispersed in the chefzer, so the chefzer exudes the tam, so the chefzer becomes an oser because it exudes the tam. It has the property of exuding the tam.
But does that mean that we don't look at this?
Yes, it's in terms of isur, yeah.
Like it just transformed into wine because it has the tam?
The substance now is isur.
In terms of isur.
Right.
I don't know in terms of Bechus Mosk.
Right.
What do you, the substance would be, but the substance would become Isser.
It has the shame yayin.
The substance would
become Isser. It has the shame Isser from the yayin. Yeah. But it still is bread. Which carries with it the shame Isser from the yayin.
Yeah. No, in other words, the Isser is, by the Isser Tam is anything that exudes Tam becomes a secondary type of Isser. If it exudes the Tam of the Isser, because of that, it's a davar asur. Right. You gotta have a chefzer.
So the Torah, the Torah extended the original isur into tam also, but tam just doesn't exist.
Can't exist.
It has to be in a substance.
That's right. So the substance that has the property of exuding the tam is also because of that, because tam ki'ika. Okay. So, because Rashi seems to be saying to himself, in the first Rashi on the daf, he says, "Lasas tamosha lisser kikro mamosha." So it means that the tam is really the isser, in abstract. And over here he says the bread becomes the isser, so it sounds like he's contradicting himself. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
But what he means to say, both Rashi means to say like this, that tam is really the isser, is the essence of the isser. That's the essence of the isser. The thing that becomes osir is because it has a property of exuding tam. So that's why the tam is the essence of the isser. Because the only reason the bread is osir is because it has that property of exuding tam, so the whole thing stems from tam. You understand what I mean? In other words, you have to say, Rashi's saying it's only tam, and then he's saying the thing became osir. So that would seem to be a contradiction. Right? First it sounds like he holds that tam can exist in thin air. And now he says no, that it can't. So what does it mean? The tam is mahapech, the bread into a dove or a rasser, and how does it work? So then it's not tam anymore. Yeah. Then it's not tam. But the answer is, the whole isser revolves around tam. So you have an isser of a dove or a rasser per se. And then you have an isser of a davar that's motzi tam or isser. But that's all an isser tam.
Right.
Isser, it's not that you're extending an isser, it's saying that there's a certain mechanism that you can employ here to say that you have a shear or whatever.
But why can't you use a mechanism also called homer? If the Torah did the mechanism by the kal, then she did by the homer.
Rabbi Kiva, Haven to Mapik Leila High Mishras Ledim Tsarful Isser, Tam Ke Iker, Hecha, Dleka Mide Iker El Tam, Kim Charnam and Bemaya, Minale.
Okay.
Bas Bechal, Basar Shnispasha Bechal, Basar Beene, El Shetam Hachal of Nivla.
See there, Rashi shows you that Abshah is correct. Hechi Dleka Mide Iker. Elatam. So there again he's saying that the whole substance is the tam. Mm-hmm. But you gotta say the water became us because it exudes the tam. You understand what I mean?
Right.
But okay. He's also confirming the other way you're learning.
But
about,
it's the essence.
You know, when the yayin is in the bread,
yes.
There it's the substance of the yayin still exists. It's just right. In the form of a luah, as opposed to when it's tam.
Well, once I'm that was before, Marcy.
Yeah. But that's what he's, when he means tam, though, he's saying, what is the case of tam kicker, the hech of the leka mean the ikker.
Right.
El tam. So that's, as opposed to the case of, let's say, the yayin and the bread, where the yayin and the bread, you actually
yes.
have the substance
yes.
of it.
They have the substance, that's correct. That's a different too.
Right. Here, there is no substance, it's just the tam. That's all you have.
Exactly.
So is the tam an ikker?
So that's what I'm telling you. The tam is an ikker.
Okay.
But the nature of the Isser is the Chefzer that has the characteristic of being Motzi Tam. That's, Rashi shows himself. Because before he says the bread itself is Nasir. And here he's just saying, again, there's only Tam. Because what he wants to show you is that the whole thing revolves around the essence of Tom. Okay, go ahead. So he learns that from Bas Bacholov.
Right.
That was the Tom Kicker. How does it look? Go ahead. So the Tamachov is Nivla and the Basa.
But the Basa is Be'en.
And the Basa is a Be'en. Right.
But what changes the whole thing is that.
So if you're not going to say Tam Ki Iker.
So how can it be Aser?
There's nothing in the meat.
Right.
Right?
And they're both, right, they both have, I mean, right.
The milk is totally,
in other words, you know, all you need is the tam of the basa, of the milk in the basa to create basa b'chol.
Right, because the milk no longer exists as a substance.
Right. All you need is the tam. You don't need a sheer kezias of milk and a kezias of meat.
Right.
All you need is the tam of the cholov should be balua in the bus,
right.
And then it's bus b'chol.
Right.
If you don't say Tom Kicker, nothing's below.
Right.
So it can't be also that way.
Right.
So you see that Tom Kicker, that Tom Kola Kicker.
Right.
Good limud.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
For a bummy bus b'chol, we'll go bring him to Chiddushu.
What do you mean Chiddushu?
Rashi, Chiddushu, Koli Suro. Temo, meaning the davar chiddush she'ina matzei beinenu.
The davar chiddush is starting to write. What was the other thing?
He says she'ina matzei k'hai gavna b'shar.
Okay. The davar chiddush she'ina matzei k'hai gavna beinenu b'shar isurim. Go ahead.
Lo gamrino chmurdi de ashar isurim dechi hechidush ar chidushin. The day lo havu bishari surin hai tam kikr nami lo tigmar mine.
What is Russian here? A lot of talking.
Yeah. Umay chidish ilema de hail chude vahail chude shari vahadi hadadi aser. Kilayim nami, ailuchudei vailuchudei shari ubahadadi aser.
Okay, what is he saying there?
I mean, you can't say the fact that it's two episodes of heter that come together, that the mix produces the aser, is the finish.
Because
Kilayim also has that.
Okay.
Eldi tarule kuliyomo bechalwa shari. Bashule bishule aser.
What does that mean?
That you just let it the Rashi in it?
Yeah.
Tarile? Shareu b'chal koyom shari. Komar motu l'shroso b'socho v'eino omar lo v'afilu al achilaso t'lo aser tera al derech bishul v'afilu yahiv beit haima u'mihu m'derabaran aser. Bashule bishule aser. Overall bishule.
What's the Gemara's kasha? What's the Gemara's kasha? That if you soak it all day in
water and milk and meat,
and as the tam,
right?
So what?
So it's still mutter.
Still mutter. That sounds like a marasis. Because the Torah only answered it where the tam comes about through bishul,
right.
Not through Torah.
Right.
You can't ask a question like that. You know what I mean? Like you ask a question in your Adaya, that if the Davacham is partial with another Davacham, so then there's a Dintam. But that doesn't necessarily mean that,
Soaking?
What's Kavosh? Kavosh. Doesn't mean Kavosh is Asr. I mean, it's a question whether Kavosh is Asr. So what's the one asking? What kind of question is this? Right?
Yeah.
This is one of those Gemaras I think everybody goes through and they think they understand it, but I don't think they really understand it. You can't teleologize the Torah. You can't go back and say that The Torah says the bus will hold his usa. So I said, well, that goes to the town. So I'll put town in there a different way.
Right.
The Torah just said if the town gets in there through Bishul,
that's considered
no sin town. But if you soak it all day, you can soak it for a year. That doesn't mean anything. The Torah doesn't recognize it.
By the way, isn't that a chiddush by Basu Bachalov?
That what? That if you soak it? No, it's no chiddush at all.
That's only through Bishul, I'm saying.
No!
No,
that's the way the Torah says it. The Talmud is transferred. You have to transfer it through Bishul.
I mean, it's not Nesinas Tam until that's not considered Tam.
That's the process. Now, the Torah says the way the process of transferring it is the process of Bishul. You can't come along. It's like a conservative rabbi. Say, oh, the whole thing is the taste. So if you soak it all day, how come it's not the usher? Right? So, you know what I mean? That's teleological. That's not what they're learning. The soak is the tail. So if I sit under a tree, I get the same tail.
Right.
Torah wants me to be cool, so I'm cool. First one with
Kalayan.
So what's that message kind of there?
It's a problem, no? You don't come to that's the what's the problem with that? Why is that such a fetish?
Right.
Like every issue is a little different.
Right. The Dovah Chiddush, Shaina Motsi, what's that? Kai Gavna, Benin of Ashari Surim. Lo, in such a case, Lo Gamrin al Chumr did they Ashari Surim. Ikiyechid Ashar Chidushim did they Lo Hava Ashari Surim, just like the other Chiddush is in there. High time kicking non-Lo Megmarine. Because it's an extraordinary case. Mm. And the Gemara means that maybe there's a Chiddush that you never find that Heter generates Issa.
Right.
That a condition in Heter can generate Issa.
Right.
So that the Gemara knocks off with Kalayim. Because you see that the condition of Kelayim generates Issa. So that's no problem. If it were the only case where two Dvarim on the Torah can generate Issa because of a condition, so then I would say that's a new halacha.
Right.
Okay, that a condition in Heter can generate Issa. But that the Gemara refused from Kelayim because Kelayim is also two Dvarim on the Torah. And it can generate Issa. So you see that that's not a problem. That Issa can be generated through conditions also. But now the Gemara asks another. So the Gemara says, no, but it's a Chiddush for another reason. The only question is, what's the other reason? I mean, what's the other reason is because if you soak it all day, it's not Issa. That's simply because it's not the method. But Rashi answers this question. Rashi is sharp. He answers this question. Once you have one chiddush that the nature of the issa comes about in a way that it never comes about anywhere else. Anything else that you find there, you can't universalize. That's what Rashi says. See, that's why Rashi talks so much. He says, "Kol yisura tema hu v'davar chiddush einu motzi." What's that again?
Tai
gavna benin b'shari sun lo gamrin chumer diday ashari sun v'chi heichi disha archi dushav. The chidusha di day lo hava b'shari surim high tam kikin nami lo tigman, because it's a new it's a new system,
right.
So it's a unique system.
It's a new
system.
Animal.
It's a new animal.
Right.
That's what Rashi expressing at length. Okay, but now this question that I'm asking, Rashi answers.